That's the Boston-based Agbekor Drum and Dance Society, performing a traditional Ghanaian piece called Slow Agbekor. Five members of the Drum and Dance Society squeezed into our studio earlier this week to perform a few of their pieces. That also gave them a chance to practice a little for a benefit concert they'll be taking part in this weekend. Warren Centers is a member of the Agbekor Drum and Dance Society, and he's the man behind that concert. It's called Drumming for the Planet, and it's the third in a series of benefit concerts aimed at raising awareness about climate change. We were joined in the studio by Senders and also by two additional members of the Agbekor Drum and Dance Society, Lee Kelter and Ben Paulding. Now, what listeners can't see but may have guessed from all your names is that none of you are African. Warren Senders, you teach at Tufts and New England Conservatory. You grew up in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Ben Paulding, you grew up on Cape Cod. You teach at Somerville High School. And Lee, you grew up in Maine, and now you're a freelance grants writer. So how did the three of you native New Englanders end up with this shared love or interest in African drumming and African music?
Well, speaking only for myself, I've always been fascinated by music from other places. And that started when I was a teenager, in fact, and one of the people that was instrumental in getting me involved in learning about music from other places was my friend from WBUR, Steve Ellman. I was 15 years old when Steve and I first met, and he helped me discover a lot of the music that wound up changing my life.
And Ben Paulding, how about you?
I actually discovered this African drumming and dancing while I was at college at UMass Dartmouth as a percussion major, and I had come from a background of classical drumming and drum set. I played in rock bands and everything. And there was just a class in Ghanaian drumming led by a teacher named Royal Hartigan, who's another American drummer who had been to Ghana himself and studied. And I just totally fell in love with the music. I fell in love with it in a way. I was thinking of, you know, how complicated the beats was and trying to like time it all and think of the time signatures and everything. But then when I got to travel to Ghana with UMass three times actually, and it totally just like, I just fell in love with it. I became so immersed in the music.
Why do you love the music so much?
I think the community feeling that it has, you know, coming from mm-hmm. studying classical yeah. drumming, where I had practiced out of books my whole life, just, you know, by myself. I was just working out of a book to work on my snare drum technique or something. And then this ensemble, and I became really great friends with all the people in the first ensemble I played with at UMass. And you all play the music together. It's really nothing to play one part by yourself. It's only about playing with everybody.
And Lee Kelter, what drew you to African music and African drumming?
I also came from a background in percussion. I was a classical percussionist in high school. And as I was looking around at doing that college tour that some people do, I visited Tufts University. This was before I even applied. And I walked in on a class that Professor David Locke was teaching. He's the founder of our Agbekor Society group. And so I walked in on this class, and there was a group of students playing one of the pieces that we play regularly, Gahun, which is a wonderful, energetic piece. And I was so taken by that music that I not only applied to and attended Tufts, but studied with David Locke and continue to work with him to this day. So it's been a great time.
And Warren Senders, you have another piece of music for us to hear as well.
This is a wonderful, upbeat piece of dance music called Gahun.
The way I would describe what I heard you play is tribal. It has it's just a beat, really, a complicated beat. How would you describe this music, any of you?
Normally, it's drumming, dancing, and singing. And all three come together, and they're really nothing without each other. But today we just did the drumming. I mean, tribal is one word that comes to some people's mind.
Maybe that's a stereotypical way to describe it.
Well, yeah. Tribal is an accurate description in the sense that this is the music of a particular tribe
in Ghana in West Africa.
Yeah.
Although when I went to Ghana, I was expecting, you know, the scenes that had been in my head from National Geographic of, you know, like tribes, but it was different than that. It was, you know, like people living in rural villages, but they were not like so extremely different from us. You know, it was not people that I would like think of as these really foreign, completely exotic people. They were very relatable to me.
Lee Kelter, how would you describe the music?
I would describe this music as being communicative and polyrhythmic. The instrumental parts are often interlocking, and so you have this conversation going on between the rhythms. And also, an aspect that Ben mentioned is that a lot of times the lead drum is talking to the dancing. So the lead drum will play a rhythm and the dancers will change their dance moves accordingly. And so there really is this kind of conversational aspect to the music that really makes it great.
Ben Paulding, one other thing that listeners couldn't see because they were only listening is that when you were drumming, I don't think you were only using drumsticks. There were times it looked like you were using your wrists, your knuckles, your fists, maybe your palm. Was I seeing that right?
Yeah, I was using my hands. There is a lot of people think of hand drumming for African drumming. I was doing stick drumming and hand drumming, and one technique where I'm using a stick in my right hand, but I'm using my bare hand with my left hand. And that's to really get all kinds of different tones out of the drum and get the drum to really speak. And they have a lot of language embedded in the drumming. So you use your hand and your stick to mimic the sound of the language.
When you stopped your pieces, when you ended your pieces, you somehow seem to simultaneously all stop together. Even though there's no conductor here in the studio, I'm wondering if you had some subtle hand or eye motions that let you know to stop simultaneously.
Yeah, these pieces are actually very, very involved. Although it can sound just like kind of a tribal beat, which people might think of as being simplistic, it's really not. These are incredibly complicated pieces. Each one has a vast history and a vast repertoire. So the lead drum, which I was playing for Gahu, has specific phrases. So there's a specific phrase to end the piece that we all have memorized that goes, tote, 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 gaze, ga, digga, digga, de, ga, tote, gi, de, ga. Ends the piece.
Lee Kelter, you're nodding.
Yes. A lot of this music, I think, when you're not familiar with it, sounds improvisational, where the people are making it up as they go along, but that is not the case. Actually, the piece where I played the lead drum, which is called Agbekor, is actually almost completely composed, where I learned sequences of rhythms that are strung together, and they cue dancers to make different motions. So it really is complex, and it's so much fun to play.
Warren Senders, you are the man behind this benefit concert. And this is it's called Drumming for the Planet. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit concert for 350.org. This is a umbrella environmental group.
That's right.
And this concert includes groups or types of music from three different parts of the world.
That's right. The other two groups that are represented in Drumming for the Planet are a performer on the Indian classical drums called the tabla. And there's a virtuoso performer named Akshay Navaladi, who's going to be performing a tabla solo. He's accompanied by a small reed harmonium that plays a little repetitive melody.
For people who don't know what a tabla is?
A tabla is a pair of hand drums that, for example, if you've heard performances by Ravi Shankar or any Bollywood song, you're likely to have heard the sound of the tabla.
And what is the second group or type of music?
The second group or type of music is a solo performance by the legendary jazz drumming master Bob Moses, who now lives in Boston and is one of my fellow faculty members at New England Conservatory. Bob is a most extraordinary drummer and someone with a vast rhythmic and textural imagination, and it's going to be really exciting to see what he comes up with.
Warren Senders, I've read that part of the reason you've chosen these three international types of music is to create a sense of symbolism that climate change, which is the cause that this benefit is for, has no boundaries. It is not
exactly
a national problem only.
Yes, exactly. And the climate issue is something I think that resonates in a particularly powerful way with people who are involved in long-term thinking. Long-term thinking for us as musicians as Ben was saying, some of these pieces that the Agbekor Ensemble plays go back hundreds of years. And in my life as an Indian classical musician, many of the pieces that I sing are 300 or 400 years old. I can trace my pedagogical ancestry, my teacher's 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 teacher, back 200 or 300 years. And that means that it's easier for me to imagine 200 or 300 years from now, because I'm used to dealing with things that are 200 or 300 years old. The great folk musician Pete Seeger calls us, our species, the human chain. And what we want to do more than anything else is to preserve the human chain so that we can pass on our knowledge and our beauty and the things that we love. And that's one of the things that climate change threatens so much. And it's why all of us as musicians, I think, feel that this is tremendously important.
Warren Senders, Ben Paulding, Lee Kelter, thanks to all of you for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And there's a final piece of music that you want to go out on. Which one is that?
This is Tokwe.
Information about Drumming for the Planet, as well as video of the Agbekor Drum and Dance Society in action, are all on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Griff McNerney and Jason Breslow. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. If you want to comment, you can do that at wbur.org/Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.